Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Startup Checklist, 25 Steps to a Scalable, High-Growth Business by David S. Rose is a practical entrepreneurship guide aimed at founders building companies designed to scale fast, raise outside capital, hire teams, and potentially exit through acquisition or an IPO. Instead of focusing mainly on inspirational stories or high-level strategy, the book is organized as an execution-oriented checklist of key actions that help entrepreneurs form a strong foundation early and avoid mistakes that later become expensive or deal-breaking during fundraising. Rose draws on his experience as a serial entrepreneur and angel investor to explain what investors and experienced operators expect to see. EQ1, EKF, and why details like legal structure, equity allocation, and documentation matter as much as product vision. The book also points readers toward tools and resources that can streamline early operations and reduce costs. Overall, it functions as a hands-on companion that translates the messy reality of launching a modern startup into a clear sequence of decisions and deliverables. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning an idea into a scalable business model. A central early step in the checklist is translating a raw idea into a business model that can grow without breaking. Rose emphasizes that high-growth startups are not defined only by having a novel product. They are defined by whether the business can expand efficiently as demand increases. That pushes founders to clarify who the customer is, what problem is being solved, and why customers will choose this solution over alternatives. The book encourages pressure testing basic assumptions about market size and willingness to pay. Since a startup that cannot reach enough customers or cannot capture sufficient value will struggle regardless of execution quality, this focus also naturally connects to scalability. Founders must consider whether the company gets stronger as it grows, for example, through repeatable acquisition channels, operational leverage, or defensibility that improves with scale. By forcing these questions early, the checklist approach reduces the likelihood of building a product that works but cannot support venture-style growth. The result is a clearer definition of what the company is, what it sells, and what must be true for it to become the kind of business that can attract talent, investment, and long-term opportunity. Secondly, creating a lean plan and validating against competitors. Rose treats planning as a tool for execution rather than a ceremonial document. The checklist framing supports a lean business plan that clarifies milestones, priorities, and key risks without pretending that early-stage forecasts will be precise. This planning discipline is paired with deliberate competitive awareness. Instead of assuming a new product has no competition, founders are pushed to identify substitutes and incumbents, understand positioning, and learn how competitors reach customers, price their offerings, and communicate value. Competitive learning also informs validation, because it highlights what customers already accept as good enough and what gaps may exist in the market. The point is not to copy rivals, but to avoid building in a vacuum and to sharpen differentiation. In a funding context, this work becomes even more valuable. Investors regularly challenge founders on market understanding, go-to-market realism, and why the startup can win. By documenting assumptions, testing them, and revising the plan, the startup becomes more coherent internally and more credible externally. The book presents these activities as concrete steps that reduce confusion, prevent wasted effort, and improve the odds that early traction can be turned into repeatable growth. Thirdly, building the founding team and allocating equity responsibly, the checklist emphasizes that a scalable startup is built by a team, not by a single heroic founder. Rose focuses on assembling a founding group with complementary skills and the ability to execute across product, market, and operations. Beyond hiring capability, he highlights the governance and incentive choices that can either align people or generate conflicts that linger for years. Equity allocation is treated as a foundational decision that must balance fairness, motivation, and future flexibility. Done poorly, it can poison relationships or create cap table problems that later complicate fundraising, option pools, and retention. The book also encourages founders to address roles, expectations, and decision-making early, reducing ambiguity that can fracture a company under pressure. This topic extends naturally into the mechanics of building an organization that can grow recruiting, culture, and incentives must support high-velocity execution while still being sustainable. For founders targeting outside investment, this step matters because investors scrutinize team completeness, commitment, and whether the equity structure leaves room to attract future executives and employees. The book positions team and equity work as practical actions that protect both the human side of a startup and its long-term scalability. Fourthly, legal and operational setup that survives due diligence. Rose repeatedly returns to a painful reality of startups. Early shortcuts in legal and operational setup can become expensive cleanups when the company tries to raise money or close major partnerships. The checklist approach, therefore, includes concrete attention to formation, ownership records, agreements, and the basic documentation that sophisticated stakeholders expect. This is not presented as bureaucracy for its own sake. It is framed as risk management and value preservation. Since unclear IP ownership, missing contracts, or messy founder arrangements can delay or derail financing, the book also addresses the practical process side of entrepreneurship, working with the right professionals, knowing what to ask them, and using tools and templates to avoid reinventing routine work. The appendices and reference resources support this by giving founders structured starting points for items commonly requested in due diligence. For a high-growth company, operational clarity also supports speed when fundamentals are organized. The team can focus on customers and product rather than scrambling to fix preventable issues. This topic stands out because many entrepreneurship books underemphasize the nuts and bolts mechanics that often determine whether a startup is investable and administratively stable. Lastly, preparing for fundraising and keeping sight of the exit, because the book is aimed at high-growth startups. It treats fundraising as a likely milestone rather than a rare exception. Rose provides a founder-oriented view of how angel investing and venture capital typically work, what investors tend to look for, and how startups should prepare for that scrutiny. The checklist mindset helps entrepreneurs think, in terms of readiness, clear narrative, credible market logic, an organized company foundation, and the ability to answer hard questions about traction and risk. This preparation is paired with an emphasis on long-term outcomes. A scalable startup is often built with an eventual exit in mind, whether through acquisition or going public, and that reality influences decisions about structure, governance, and growth priorities. Keeping an eye on the exit does not mean optimizing prematurely for a sale, and it means understanding how strategic choices today affect future optionality and value. And the book, therefore, encourages founders to align the company with the expectations of external stakeholders while still building something customers want. By treating fundraising and exit considerations as planned steps rather than surprises, the guide helps entrepreneurs reduce friction, avoid missteps that scare off investors, and maintain focus on building a company that can sustain rapid growth. In conclusion, the startup checklist is best suited for founders who want to build a venture-scale company rather than a lifestyle business. First-time entrepreneurs benefit most, especially those who feel overwhelmed by the number of decisions, documents, and vendors involved in launching a real startup. More experienced founders can also use it as a reference to sanity check process, fill in operational gaps, and reduce the risk of preventable errors that become costly during fundraising. The practical value is in its sequencing and specificity. It translates broad startup advice into concrete actions around business model clarity, competitive understanding, team formation, equity decisions, and legal and operational setup. Those steps are not glamorous, but they heavily influence whether a startup can hire well, move fast, and pass investor due diligence. Intellectually, the book also helps founders think like the stakeholders they will eventually face, particularly angels and venture capitalists, without requiring prior business training. Compared with many entrepreneurship titles that emphasize mindset, motivation, or strategy alone, Rose offers an execution-first companion designed for the realities of modern investment-backed growth. Its checklist structure makes it easy to revisit at different stages, turning the book into a working tool rather than a one-time read. If you would like to support David S. Rose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.